As a pastor, how do you respond to post-abortive men and women in your congregation?
The fact that those post-abortive mothers and fathers are there, and they're there in every church in America. The fact that those grandparents who never got to see or know their grandchildren are in every church in America makes the urgency of all this that much more profound. To those who are grieving, in many cases without even knowing or recognizing that that is the cause of their pain, the healing sweetness of Christ's gospel is the only answer. When we stand against abortion, it must always be done in a way that reflects the humility and the humanity of Jesus, reaching out to those whom society scorned and rejected, to those who the established church would have nothing to do with in their self-righteous hypocrisy, with a message of forgiveness, acceptance, and love. That precious, wonderful gospel of Jesus must be the message that a pastor proclaims to those whom he knows are in his church, hurting from the devastating consequences of abortion, as he reminds them through his preaching, through the manner in which that preaching is conveyed, through the attitude of humility, that there but for God's grace go I. That message of acceptance and forgiveness in Christ is the only answer, the only medicine that will take away the pain. And that, too, is a crucial, critical, absolutely essential component in pastoral ministry. The pastor who doesn't think those people are in his church is only fooling himself, given the statistics. We're talking about 50 million infants slaughtered in the last 36 years. That means 100 million mothers and fathers. That means 400 million grandparents. You keep replicating those numbers out, and there are very few of us left untouched. A few years ago, I was speaking up in Michigan at a crisis pregnancy banquet, and when it was done, a grandmother came up to me with a little photograph of I have two fingers like this with the tiny feet of a preborn child protruding between them, perfectly formed. Her daughter had miscarried late in a pregnancy. And she said, Pastor White, I'd like you to take this with you and so that these numbers are not abstract. When we talk about abortion, the statistics are so overwhelming that they aren't real anymore. But these, every one of these millions, tens and hundreds of millions that we're talking about are real people. Every one of those babies cast aside like so much garbage are precious, perfect lives created in God's image. And that was perhaps 10 years ago. I've never given a speech on abortion since then without that picture on the podium. And those two tiny feet, they're no longer than an inch in between the fingers of the grandmother who never got to talk to that baby, so that I am constantly reminded that these are real people, that this pain, this agony, this death is devastating the lives of individuals one by one. And we can't let the magnitude of the destruction separate us from the personal dimension of that destruction. And I think, again, if pastors can understand and recognize that, it's not abstract anymore. It's real in the lives of the people that they know and they love and they preach to every Sunday. And if they genuinely love those people, and truly believe that God's word is the only way to truly love those people, then this must be a part of their message.